It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The holiday shopping season is a critical time for the survival of small businesses. And we get a snapshot on how the season is shaping up with two Wisconsin toy stores. One founded in the early 80s in Stevens Point, another in Delafield with a more recent history opening in 2018. Be part of our conversation about toys and local business with your questions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Maria Luther owns the Smiley Barn Toy and Candy Store in Delafield. Maria, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's good to be here this morning.
Good morning. We also have Lindsay Giorgella with us, owns Geppetto's Workshop in Stevens Point. Lindsay, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Lindsay, hi. Let's start with you. How are you feeling about the pace of sales this holiday season compared to past years?
It's feeling good. It's feeling really good. And it's been so nice to see everyone come out this year.
And Maria, how about you? How are you feeling about sales? I mean, this is a critical time.
Yeah, this is our Super Bowl. You know, you make it or you break it at the holiday season when you're a toy store. So we're really happy with how it's going so far. It's different from last year because last year people shopped earlier. So we're holding on and seeing how December will play out.
I wonder, do you get more browsing now, Lindsay, at this point in the pandemic? People more willing to come out to the stores and check it out?
We do. We have a lot of folks browsing, and folks have been browsing all through summer and fall and up until now.
What do you think is the secret to getting customers to come back again and again?
I'm always offering something different, something fun, something nostalgic, something that you can't find in other stores.
Maria, what do you think? How do you keep your customers coming back throughout the year?
Well, I would agree with Lindsay that a lot of it's the product. The specialty toy stores have items that you just don't see in big box stores. We also have the blessing of an incredible historic building that, you know, the Smiley Barn is over 100 years old. So the experience of just being in the space is just so joyful and amazing that helps us too. People just like that. And they love supporting small business, which is really important. And we're grateful to the community for that. And I do think that also brings people in.
Maria, what new toys are popular this year? What's driving sales?
You know, our biggest hit this year is this item called the Tony Box. It's a cube about as big as a toaster, but it's padded, and you put small hand-painted figurines on the top of it, and each one of those figurines will play stories or songs. And this toy is not brand new. We had it last year, but I think people are just discovering it, and it is our hottest seller right now.
What age is appropriate for it?
Anything from 2.5 all the way up until about 10, we found. And the figurines, the thought is that they might start making content in those figurines that can be appealing to kids even older than 10. Right now, the content is about the age range I specified, but, you know, we're hoping that this can, in the future, even, reach into the 11, 12-year-olds.
Lindsay, how about you? What new toys are standing out this season?
Oh, gosh, we've got so many things. Our Lorenz dolls, handmade from Spain, but one of our most popular toys is actually one that's been around for generations, and we have had it in this store for that long, which is our Brio wooden train sets.
Can you describe the train set?
Yeah, so these train sets are perfect for toddlers to about 6 years old, and kids can get creative. You can switch around your tracks and get all kinds of different fun pieces like cranes with magnetics, and you can set up this whole train set and whole Brio world.
You can keep adding on to it throughout the early years.
You can, and then every brand.
Speaking from experience a little bit there.
Yet every brand we carry here at Geppetto's all mixes and matches. So if you see some Hoppe train sets or some Melissa and Doug, those are all going to fit together with our Brio too.
With that said, Maria, I wonder, are there toys that you have stopped putting on shelves because either sales have dropped or another issue? What is not there?
Well, this year we've been very disappointed to not have lava lamps. And it's funny that that is a retro toy that we have sold really well. Kids love them. They're great for teens. But this year we've had some quality issues. Lava lamps, people don't know this, but if they freeze, if the lava freezes, it's never the same again, and it can't be fixed. And we found that a lot of what we were getting had somehow, in some point in their transit, frozen. Mm. Right now we've taken a pause because we don't want to have any of those be sold in our store. So maybe in another year when they fix their issues, but that's one thing that's missing this year.
It makes me wonder how closely that you need to follow product recalls, like, choking hazards or lead paint or other things like that.
We've been really fortunate, and we've been in business for 4 years. So I'd be interested in, Lindsay has a different view of this, but we have not had any of the products that we're selling had a recall. We're blessed that we have a whole ecosystem of small toy companies that I think are very rigorous on their testing and are very careful. So we have not had that.
Lindsay, how about you? I mean, what do you make of product recalls? How closely do you have to follow them?
Oh, I mean, you always have to watch out for those sorts of things, but I agree. We really don't experience a whole lot of product recall. I think in the last year, we maybe had one product go on recall, mm-hmm. and we only had a few of those in our store. So it really doesn't happen too often. And that was the first time in years, actually, that we had any products go on recall.
Lindsay, are there toys, though, that you have stopped stocking just because sales have dropped or because trends have changed?
One brand that we've stopped carrying as often is Melissa and Doug, and that is just because it has become available everywhere, and we are very specialty, so we have sought out some other things instead.
Oh, that's really interesting, because it is true. You can find Melissa and Doug at basically any box store. That brand is everywhere.
And you'll still find some in our store, but the selection of Melissa and Doug is not as big as it once was. But instead, we've brought in a greater selection of other brands and other items. Lots of wooden things, just as Melissa and Doug is, but that you can't find other places.
We're talking with the owners of two Wisconsin toy stores about the holiday shopping season. Lindsay Giorgella owns Geppetto's Workshop in Stevens Point. Maria Luther here runs the Smiley Barn Toy and Candy Store in Delafield. You can join in on toy stores and toys, 800-642-1234. There is, Maria, this national push to increase education in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM. Do you have favorite toys that are designed to, focus kids on STEM concepts?
Oh my, yes. And that is something where I think the specialty toys really shine. When you go into the big box stores, the selection of kits, whether it's something to put together robots or to do construction and all of those learning toys, there's just so thin of a selection. And we have a nice big department where we have quite a few of those, and people come in because they can't find them anywhere else.
How about you, Lindsay, with STEM concepts and also, trying to get girls more outside of the traditional types of toys?
Oh, yeah, we've got we've got a big science department in our store, and we've got a lot of our science labs are actually targeted towards girls. There's a lot of things that both boys and girls like our gumball making machine, but then there are also soap labs and bath bomb labs and so many fun things that really just both boys and girls enjoy, robotics and snap circuits.
Have you snap snark? Got that. Check that one off the list. Have you seen, that type of marketing change over the years? I wonder, in terms of how they market and brand to children, and less, pink and blue type concepts, if you will, Lindsay.
They do a little less of that. They still bring it out quite often, but yeah, you do see a lot less of the pink and blue concepts in marketing today, I think.
Maria, your store page lists favorite brands like Playmobil and Fat Brain Toys and Douglas. What makes a brand one of your favorites?
I like when they have play value, which is our lingo for longevity and play. The child just won't pick it up and be done with it in a day, but they're going to enjoy that toy for weeks and months and even years. And all of the three that you mentioned do have that. And of course, Douglas plush, they're just high quality. They're softer. They stay together better. They're more interesting designs. So we're looking for all of those things.
I wonder, do you think about the country of origin in the toys you stock and the brands you keep, and what about made in America?
We love having toys that are made in America, and we do carry as many as we can. You know, unfortunately, there's limited production of toys in this country. So some of our toys do come from other places, Playmobil and Bruder trucks. They're German made. Some of the Douglas plush, it comes from Asia, not necessarily China, but other Asian countries, Vietnam and Taiwan and such. But we try as much as we can to get the U.S. made toys too.
Lindsay, what is your philosophy toward the origin of these toys that you stock, and do you pay attention to that?
Oh yeah, we pay a lot of attention to that. We try to find toys that are from all over. We love European brands. We love something made in the United States. But she's correct in that there's not a ton of toys that you can find made here in the United States. But we do have a few great, great brands, such as Crazy Erin's Thinking Putty or pot holders that we carry, some puzzles.
So they're out there. You just have to really seek them out.
Yes.
Lindsay Giorgella with us owns Geppetto's Workshop, a toy store that has a long history in downtown Stevens Point. Maria Luther owns the Smiley Barn. That's an old-fashioned toy and candy store in Delafield. Join in with your questions about toy stores, questions about small businesses, and what to give the child on your list. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in on small businesses with perspective from toy store owners Maria Luther of the Smiley Barn, that big yellow barn with a huge smiley face in Delafield, long history, and Lindsay Giorgella of Geppetto's Workshop, a fixture for decades in downtown Stevens Point. Call in with your toy questions, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Maria, I've seen lots of TV ads for batteries this time of year, and the message is like, you know, bringing your toys to life. How do you feel about toys with batteries or screens versus toys that are not motorized?
We think it's better for kids to not have those screens and to not have the motorized components. And it allows their imagination to run more freely, and it has more play value. They seem to stick with it longer. Those electronic items, they seem so nifty for the child when they're in the store, but they lose interest after a couple of days. And for example, a stuffed animal, an animatronic stuffed animal, seems to have less sticking power than just your regular old-fashioned quality plush. So we don't stock very many of those, and I don't think most specialty toy stores do.
Lindsay, what's your philosophy toward items with batteries?
We don't carry too many. We love old-fashioned toys. If we do carry something more electronic, it's going to be more educational, such as snap circuits and robotics that you build yourself, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, your stores include play areas where kids can enjoy some of the toys while the shopping happens. Why allow kids to play with toys in the store, Maria?
It helps them understand what are their favorites. We also love the fact that our store is just a gathering place. You know, we have very large play tables. The barn is spacious, so we have comfy chairs for parents to sit, sort of that Starbucks experience with the nice chairs, and they can come in. And I know it's funny. I'll see on the register, somebody came in and bought a 40-cent candy, and I'll say to myself, they were just, it's 13 below outside today. They were just trying to get their kids out of the house because nobody drives their car over to a store to buy a 40-cent candy. And we love that. We love that. We love being a part of the community and providing that service of a place where you can just sit in a comfy chair and let your kid play for a while for free.
Lindsay, what is your approach with having kids handle and play with these toys?
Oh, I love what Maria just said, and I completely agree. And I also love that not only can kids play and have fun in our store, but parents can pick up the toy too and see the quality and see it outside of the box.
And it also is not something you can do when you are shopping online for a toy. You really can't get that same feeling. And I would imagine that that is also one advantage of a small retailer on Main Street is saying, come in and see how this toy really works.
Yes, exactly.
So Lindsay, you took over ownership of your toy store in 2020. What was an unexpected challenge that you ran into in owning and running Geppetto's Workshop?
Oh, gosh. You know what? It's actually been pretty smooth sailing. And the reason why is because the previous owner, Bonnie Brown, really took me under her wing. And I had been her manager for several years. And I was basically running the toy store already before I had taken over ownership.
So you had some really great mentorship before taking over ownership. It sounds like it was very seamless.
I did. Bonnie had been, she was the original owner, so she had owned the store for 40 years, and she taught me everything she knows.
Do you feel like you'll be in the business that long?
Yes, I really hope so. I absolutely love it, and it's wonderful here. I love the community, and I grew up here.
Putting you on the spot there. Maria, how about you? You know, have you had any unexpected challenges in a startup toy store in such a historic building?
Oh, yes, we were out of control the first 2 years. You know, I had no background in toys. None of the staff did. We were just winging it. We made mistakes on how we configured our website. It took us a long time to even get a working online store. Although, that's not a high priority for us. We like it when people come in. We didn't take people's phone numbers into our loyalty program. And so then we had trouble looking people up because we found that the names were too similar. All kinds of rookie errors we made, but now we're in our fifth Christmas, which is hard to believe, a little over 4 years in business, but we're hitting five Christmases and things are finally running smoothly.
It's interesting you talk about connecting with customers and having them in your database. And I'm wondering just how important is that type of information and analysis as you go forth in trying to grow your business?
Well, for us, we like to stay in touch with customers. We send an email every 4 to 6 weeks. We have free events in the store. And, I'd be interested to hear if Lindsay does this too. A lot of specialty toy stores offer free events for the public. And this is a way for us to communicate that and also let people know about new hot toys, new things we've added into our collection. So we do find that very valuable.
Lindsay, do you do those types of events to get people in when they would otherwise maybe not come in?
Yes, we do. We've actually got Santa coming in on the 17th from 1 to 4 in our window.
There's a hot item.
yes, and we do all kinds of things. We did something for Neighborhood Toy Store Day in November, and we have an email list as well, so you are welcome to sign up for that and get updated when we have events.
Lindsay Giorgella runs Geppetto's Workshop in Stevens Point. Maria Luther with us, owner of the Smiley Barn in Delafield, as we talk about toys and small business in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Maria, what's your strategy for competing against the national corporate, you know, giants, the Walmart, the Amazon, the Target?
Well, it has to do with three things. I mean, product we have is different. The experience in our store is just fabulous. And people really gravitate towards it, especially since you don't find that very often now. It's all the big box experience to just walk in and to see something that's so different. And third, our staff. You know, we in the specialty toy industry, we know our stuff. And we're going to wander around and ask you if we can help you find that toy. And we're going to be knowledgeable about that. And you do not find that in most of the other places out there. So those three things really help us as small toy stores stand out. And we don't even try hard to play in that online space. We're not going to be successful, our business, in the online space. And we stick to our brick and mortar and make that just truly special.
So really that customer service element, brainstorming and problem solving with those customers in real time. You know, Lindsay, how about you in terms of Geppetto's workshop? How do you approach customer service and when people are just going online for buying toys?
Oh, we love to help our customers. We get so much joy out of helping our customers find the perfect gift. I think we get almost just as excited as they do. But it's wonderful. And we're always here to help. We're always here to answer questions. Just as Maria said, we're very knowledgeable, about our products, and, we're here to help.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure. My pleasure.
Lindsay Giorgella owns Geppetto's Workshop in Stevens Point. Maria Luther owns the Smiley Barn Toy and Candy Store in Delafield, that big barn with a smile. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.